Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Yes, I got an invitation.
Oh, perfect. Can I grab that 16-digit reservation code that you have at the bottom of your...
4201 4201
Perfect. Give me 1 second to pull up your file here, sir. And whom am I speaking to today?
With Alfredo Moreno.
Perfect. Alfredo is a good number to give you a call back. The 956-241-6685 number.
Yes.
Perfect. I'm just going to have you confirm a couple pieces of information that we have on the business, and then we can get started, and I'll answer any of your questions that you have and point you in the right direction. Is that okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Now, what is the legal name of the business?
It's like M, like Mary, and then Moreno, and Trans Transport.
Perfect. Is that your DBA name as well?
Yes.
Perfect. And what's the structure of the business, Alfredo? Is it LLC or corporation? Sole prop?
Sole proprietor.
Perfect. And how long have you been in business for?
3 years.
And are you you're the 100% owner because it's a sole prop? And can you just confirm the address for me real quick, and then we can get started?
It's 190 Ernest China Street.
Perfect. And you're in San Benito?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. So tell me, Alfredo, what are you looking to do here, and how can I help you?
Yes, I would like to see what would I need to qualify for. Extended my fleet with another truck for $30,000. A loan for $30,000.
What are you going to be using this capital for? Is it for equipment? Or do you just need...
I would like to buy an equipment and get rid of my little accounts.
Okay.
You know, they have a higher interest, so.
Okay. So we'll first start out with the equipment. Alfredo, the way this is going to work is it's actually two separate loans. There will be one loan for equipment and one loan for the capital. Reason being, just the equipment loans tend to be longer term length. A little bit cheaper too, because they're for a piece of equipment rather than just unsecured cash. So let me get a little bit into that first. What kind of equipment are you looking at? A new truck or a trailer?
I would like to not new.
Okay, used.
I don't like that new stuff.
Yeah, that's fine.
With a tow truck companies.
So. You're looking for a used truck here. Do you have any kind of make or model in mind, or a specific vendor that you're looking at?
Usually, buy only KW6600.
Okay. And what year?
I think it's old 07.
All right. Do you have a vendor? It sounds like you do, right?
It's not a vendor. It's a...
private party, another trucking company?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. Do you think you'll be able to get a quote from them? Just like something, you know, that just has like a price tag on it or something like that? In writing?
Actually, I saw the ad on the newspaper that he said in a truck. It's a 2007.
Oh, okay.
15,000. And, I mean, there's no, you know, bill of sale. There's nothing, you know, like owner to owner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. If you could get me that newspaper ad or even contact him, that would be very beneficial. Just so I can even call him for you and get the quote from you, Alfredo. Do you have his information on file right now?
Yes, Not right now. The only thing is that, you know, he's asking for a certain price.
Okay.
Now, with a certain price, that's what he's asking, 13,000. And he said he has two trucks for sale for 13,000 each. Now, my question was, if I can buy both of them, maybe I can offer 10,000 per truck. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's a cash option. And, you know, everybody needs the money. I need the truck. So, truck paper on the ad. It's not on the, like for example, Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you call him about the price on the truck, he's probably going to ask you more because, you know, like, oh, yeah, this guy wants to buy my truck. So that's the only thing that I like to buy trucks from.
From you want to just get the price down, okay? I understand.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's.
If like somebody calls me to buy, you know, this is a so and so. I'm representing so and so. I would like to have more information about your truck. Instead of me asking 15,000, I'm gonna ask you 18,000. You know what I'm saying?
No, exactly, because so, they think that you know, I don't have your best interest in mind. I don't care. I just want to get the most money. So
yeah,
maybe it'll be better for you to get the quote then.
Yes, it'll be like, hey, man, I'm cutting me in. Like, how much you want for your truck? No, for sure. I want 13,000, for example. Well, you have two trucks. What about if I give you 10,000 per truck? That'll be 20,000. I know he's going to go down because, you know, you're getting 20,000 for, like, you know.
Okay, so what I'm going to have you do, Alfredo, is you're going to call him and get him to send you over. It's called just a quote. I just want to see the truck name and model, and all I need is a price. You can haggle whatever price you want with him if he, you know, says, okay, I'm hard on 13,000, and then you're like, okay, I only want one then. That's fine. If he budges a little bit and is going to do the 2 for 20, just have him write up, hey, I'm going to give you 2 for 20,000. And, you know, all I need is an application and a quote to get you an approval for the equipment. So it sounds like that's going to be pretty easy. What, by the way, is your personal credit like, Alfredo?
The thing is that I'm not using my credit. I'm using my wife's credit. That's why the company is under my wife's name.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay.
And M is for Maricela.
Oh, perfect.
But
okay.
I'm the one that drives. I'm the one to do the paperwork. I'm the one that does everything.
Yeah. I run into this a lot, actually. You know, it's definitely a typical thing. Sometimes, you know, people just have better, you know, credit or better standing with the bank, so they'll, you know, have, you know, their mother on the business name or something like that. So I deal with this all the time. No worries. So what is Maricela's credit like?
My wife, to be honest with you, I really don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Do you think it's over 600?
Probably, yes, because we go apply at the utility to buy a trailer and we qualify. You know, we purchase in a... We just purchased our furniture and she qualified, so, you know, I mean,
okay.
It's not like bad, but it's not even good, you know, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Probably,
probably somewhere in the middle.
80. Yeah.
We can definitely work with that. We can work with that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's pretty much it for the equipment. What I'm going to need from you there is just a application and a quote if you can get it. If not, you know, just give me a ballpark number if you want to, you know, basically how it works, Alfredo, is when I submit this file, I'll just have your application and just say, hey, Alfredo needs, you know, X amount of dollars, so $25,000 or $20,000 for equipment, and they'll give the yes or the no, and then from there, they're going to want information about the truck specifically. So we're going to need the quote later on, but for right now, all I need is the application for that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call this guy, and I'm going to ask him about
that. Yeah, exactly.
I don't like to talk to somebody, you know, like, put in an offer, and you don't have the money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you will have the money. Don't worry about that. We're going to get this done. And it's nice because we will actually be paying the vendors directly, so you don't have to worry about any of that. So you basically, you get all the financing set up with us, and it only takes about, you know, 2-3 days. And then, you know, next week you go there, you say, hey, I'm buying the truck. These people are going to pay you. We'll wire the money right to him, and you drive off with the truck. Very easy. So let me get over to the... What questions you got?
My question is, for example, if I want a $25,000 and I got the trucks for $20,000, am I going to get the rest for expensive taxes and DOT and all the stuff? Or?
No, see, that's what I'm saying. So the equipment, I'll get you approved. Say I get you approved for $25,000 in equipment, and you only need $20,000. So then you use the $20,000 for your equipment financing. It's just an up to $25,000 you're approved for the equipment. Then, I'm going to get to this, we're doing a separate, completely different application for capital.
Oh, I see.
They're completely different. So if I get you $25,000 for equipment, you only need $20,000. You just use the $20,000. You have a $20,000 equipment loan. Now I can also get you $5,000, $10,000, and, you know, depending on what your revenue is, I can get you money on the side for operational expenses like DOT, licensing, gas, payroll, whatever you want. What are the what's the revenue from last year for the business? Just so I can give you. Not the profit, just the revenue. Just the revenue.
Probably, I think it was 74,000.
74K all year?
All year, because I made 159, 156, I think.
Okay, no, so I'm not talking about profit, Alfred. I'm talking about just the top line revenue on your taxes. You know, like what are the total amount of dollars you bring in before the expenses are taken off? So is that 150 or 74?
That's 74.
Okay. What about this year? Do you think you're doing higher than 74? You know, we're pretty much at the end of the year. So on average, how much do you deposit in the bank account for the business every month?
Usually, I get a $2,000 paycheck weekly.
Paycheck? Is that for the my question is that just going right into your pocket? Is that the bit, you know? So it's $2,000 every week you get?
It's going straight to my bank account, to the bank.
The business bank account?
Business, yes.
Okay, so if you're doing $2,000 a week. All right, so that's right around $96,000. All right, okay. So I'm thinking I can get you anywhere between $7,000 and $10,000, maybe a little bit more, depending on the underwriting process. Do you think that can be something that you could use for the business this year?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Perfect. So what I'm really going to need from you is just an... Oh, keep going.
If I can qualify for 15...
Yeah.
I don't have to own much. I mean, that'll be fine. I just go and get one truck. You know what I'm saying?
Well, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do the equipment separately. I can get you, you know, I can probably get you both trucks, Alfredo, for the equipment. Definitely at least one of them, as long as the credit's good. And then the gross annual sales, the revenue, that's going to be what we base on for the capital, the cash. So what I'm thinking, ideally, you're going to get both of the trucks on an equipment financing term. Are you looking for a 5-year loan there?
Yes.
Okay, so ideal situation for you, we get you $20,000 to $25,000 for the trucks, right? For a 5-year term. Then I'm going to get you another $10,000 cash. That's going to go right into your bank account. That's going to be probably more of like a 1-year to 2-year term, okay? Because it's the cash. All right, so it's basically two different loans at the same time. Now, you can just take the equipment and not take the cash, or take the cash and not the equipment, or you could take them both. They don't, you know, you don't, they're not tied together in any way, shape, or form. So what I'm going to, you know, request from you is just an email address. I will send you the information I need. And if you can get that back to me today, we can get you some numbers and, you know, some game plan for this by tomorrow or Monday at the latest.
Okay. My email is Alfredo.
Mm-hmm.
0087.
Mm-hmm.
Gmail.com.
Perfect. I will send that over to you in about 5 minutes. Do you think you can get that to me today? What's your day look like? Are you busy or?
I'm here at the house right now, but I need to load up tomorrow. So if I can send everything right now.
Yeah, I think you can get it done in about 10, 15 minutes. Do you do online banking, Alfredo, for the business?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to need bank, it's like 6 months of bank statements, a tax return, and the two applications, and I'm ready to go.
Okay.
I will send that to you right now, and I'll give you a call this afternoon at maybe like 1 o'clock just to check in if I don't see anything, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, sounds good, my friend. Check your email. Thank you.
Your name,
bye-bye. My name is Peter, and I'll have my contact information on that email, but if you want to just write down my telephone number right now, that would be great.
Hold on, let me get a pen.
Perfect.
Okay.
858-225-2347.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Check your email. I'll send that out in about a minute.
Thank you, Peter.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.